6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products and Global Healing Center products this week at the Power Mall. And also, we have our BOGO deals on Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil. We appreciate all of you, including Kevin Mills, that became our newest Level 3 supporter here at the Power Hour. All you have to do is go to that, when you see that buymeacupofcoffee.com link pop up in your inbox or in your, when you go onto thepowerhour.com and you click on that, that's all you got to do to get started in supporting and staying with us, because we always have educational folks on here that tell us things that we didn't already know. And, not only that, we're on shortwave frequency all over the world, 7.490, and we're streaming live now. That whole thing changed a couple of weeks ago. That's right. And instead of just broadcasting reruns from 7 to 9 in the morning Central Time, now we're streaming live from 11 to 1 worldwide. And so, you know, this is one of the neat things that we get to offer all of our guests now, is we have worldwide reach. And one of the things that, you know, I dutifully have to mention is that, you know, I found an online doctor that I can trust when it comes to COVID. Now, we're going to be talking to somebody here in just a second that's got some alternative therapies that you really want to get in touch with yourself on. And so we're going to bring her on in a minute. But in the meantime, as far as the folks that know that they're sick, that have an issue and they want to get better, I have a doctor that is a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 patients, zero deaths, and he will recommend you a pharmacy that will dispense your off-label meds without charging you an arm and a leg. The answer that I found out is mygotodoc.com. I know Kevin called in our last hour to tell us that back in January, when we had Dr. Syed Haider on the program, he signed up just like I signed up. We stocked our medicine cabinet in advance so that if something terribly goes wrong, we can start treatment instead of waiting for some doctor out there that we don't even know, that don't have a relationship with, have to wait and wait and wait to get off-label meds prescribed, because we can't trust our government to do that for us. Now they want us to take the jab, and we're just not interested in that, especially long COVID. If you've already had something like that, with this VA study with 150,000 vets showing increased risk of heart attack and stroke even after a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who were not infected. And this is one of the reasons why we believe in it here at the Power Hour. When you have 50,000 people treated with zero deaths, Dr. Syed Haider is my go-to doc.com guy. He even has a number where you can call and ask questions ad infinitum, ad nauseum. And, you know, it's free. It's 281-219-7367. MyGoToDoc.com is the website to sign up if you have not already done so. I'm excited. Other people are excited. They've done it. Dr. Haider has actually called us and says, hey, if your people are sick, I know that we said that we weren't treating anyone who was sick. This is all preventative stuff. But if they're sick, and they're Power Hour listener, they can call that number and go on mygotodoc.com. And when they type a message out, when they sign up and open up a portal, tell them you are a Power Hour listener and we will treat you, even if you're sick. 281-219-7367, the number to call. We have a wonderful guest who we've had on the show before, and she's got a new book out. And it's not even out yet. She didn't have a copy yet, but yet, guess what? It's coming out on Saturday, and we are blessed to have Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., on the show with us. She has a website, SusanSmithJones.com, ChristianLifestyleMatters.com. The name of the new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Susan Smith-Jones, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. This is so exciting for me to be back with you, A, and B, to be debuting my brand new book with you and your listeners.
Well, I'm blessed. All right. So now we're going to obviously get into this thing. This obviously, busy lives inevitably create a hectic pace. Well, you put this book together for a reason, and I know you're going to tell me what inspired you to do this.
Well, I've been teaching people for over 12 years all around the world, and once COVID hit, more virtually rather than traveling, how to be uplifted, how to make kindness their default position, how to feel great physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then COVID hit, and everything changed. And then all of a sudden, people started saying to me, Susan, I've lost my joy of living. My life is overwhelming. I forgot what it feels like to feel peaceful and to have any faith. Why are people less kind these days? And so I was hearing this over and over, and I thought, I'm going to take a lot of stuff that I've done in workshops over a decade, but then add in much more about how to feel uplifted and all about relationships and kindness and gratitude and living in the present moment and making your dreams come true and how to be healthier, you know, so you can boost your immunity. And I put it all together in this book. And, you know, last time I was with you, I talked a lot about my grandmother's influence when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. But I think that every day comes bearing precious gifts for us from God, and we need to untie the ribbon, and we need to live more by the golden rule, Matthew 7:12, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. And, you know, everything good and positive that broadens our appetite for life should be one of our lifetime goals. So I teach you so much in this book. We'll go through it. But I teach you that we hold the ability within us right now to have vibrant health, to create a gracious life intentionally filled with joy, peace, and blessings. And we must never forget, and I can't emphasize this enough, that one of the greatest miracles on planet Earth is a gift from God. It's your beautiful human body. And from head to toe, it was perfectly designed to function optimally well into your, I call them, Dave, goldenite years. And it's stronger and wiser than you realize. And you were created, your body right now, and that's the sauna helps with this too, to be self-healing, self-renewing, and self-rejuvenating. But the spark for natural restorative power of the mind and spirit to heal the body begins when you believe in yourself and you give yourself the right nutriments, a positive attitude, and then you remove negative obstacles, interferences. So the bottom line is the key to unlock your healing powers today so you can conquer illness, extend life, and be uplifted every day is within you right now. This book teaches you exactly how to do that.
That is amazing, and I'm actually looking at the front cover of this in PDF version. It is amazing that you even quote Henry Ward Beecher, rather, in this, in the front end of the book. I'm just curious, Susan, as far as the components of being an uplifted person, I mean, we're talking about not a temporary fix, more long-lasting, or at least it should be.
Yeah, oh, I love that you said that, because absolutely, who wants a temporary fix? You know, a lot of people who take drugs get that, and it's not good for you. But, you know, for example, in the book, I say, by considering the foods you eat, by being kinder and more compassionate to people, by watching the words you speak and write, by keeping your word with others, by simplifying your life, and returning to nature every chance you get, you're going to feel stronger, more relaxed, eager to take on the challenges of your life. We briefly touched last time together on nature, and nature, most people don't know, is so healing for our bodies just being out in nature. In fact, one way to feel more uplifted, it's very inexpensive, is to get an image, a poster, a photo of a nature scene, and you put it in your home or office, and you look at it a few times a day. In one study, it was revealed that those people who spend a few minutes a day looking at images of nature, especially expansive views like an ocean scene or the mountains, they became more compassionate. But even better than looking at a poster you could put in your office, in the bedroom, in your home, Even better is being outdoors and seeing nature firsthand. You know, as I write about in Uplifted, there's a disease I coined called NDD. It's nature deficit disorder. And when you have a choice, if you can do this, exercise outdoors. Take a hike, go to the beach, take a brisk walk in a local park, ride your bike. But not only does too much time away from nature drain our body's energy and throw off our physical, mental, emotional balance, but I think it wrinkles the soul and deprives us of what I call the cost-free visual Valium. The more time we spend outdoors in nature on a regular basis, and then you can do your earthing, your grounding with your bare feet on the grass. You know, I'll constantly refer to my website, go to favorites, the very first drop down. And by the way, it's best to look at it on a big screen. In 1 month, my new website will be out. So on a big screen, the first drop down says nature's most effective whole body healer, and it teaches you about earthing. And I posted a 1 hour magnificent scientific documentary on why earthing is so good for you. But like our grandma, well, my grandma, then I'm sure yours did too, said to you, honey, go outside and play. And I said, go outside to play and pray. And when you invite that kindness to be your default position in life and compassion to be your constant companion, your daily life will start brimming over with more light and joy. And like my mom and grandmother always said, live by the golden rule. For your listeners today, I posted two blogs. If you go to blog, click on the word blog, it says, have people lost their compassion? Let kindness be your default position and guiding light. I talk about a few things in the book. The second one I posted today, in case you were interested in others, is on the health benefits of infrared saunas.
Yes, that's something that, after we had our conversation the last time, I went and ordered one of those.
Yes.
And, then he called me and they go, hey, we have somebody that wants it. Since you don't need yours right away, I'm saying, well, I said, I exactly know when the house is going to be completed, but I said, we're getting close. How soon are you going to get another one? And he goes, well, you know, in 2 to 3 weeks, we should have another one in. I mean, these things are going like hotcakes. But the thing is that we were talking on the last show about the benefits and even being able to cure cancer.
I know. So listen, go to my website today, click on blog. You'll learn more about this, but very briefly in a walnut nutshell here. And remember, an infrared sauna is different from a steam room or a suffocatingly hot traditional sauna. But it's called hyperthermia, where you heat up your whole body. One of the things it does is it benefits your immune system because HSP stands for heat shock proteins, and they're produced in abundant quantities in cells exposed to heat, and that then stimulates immunity. And this reduces tumor cancer growth. It makes it so COVID and other viruses can't set up home in your body because the virus is not heat resistant and it's killed when you heat up your body. That's different than taking a bath. A sauna is different because you're in a sauna, you sit, you perspire. It completely strengthens your immunity. And some other things I love is that, like, whenever I have a photo shoot, I don't think I told you this, but I always make sure that 3 or 4 hours before I've gotten in my infrared sauna for 30 minutes, because no makeup artist can create that beautiful, natural glow in your skin on your face as well as an infrared sauna can. It benefits circulation. It normalizes blood pressure. Sitting for 30 minutes in the Transcend infrared sauna, they've done studies on this, is the equivalent benefit in your body of doing a 3-mile jog. So maybe, I'm not saying don't exercise, but maybe one day you don't have enough time to do both. So sit in the sauna, you'll get the benefits, plus it will work on your cardiovascular system. It decreases pain and inflammation. It helps promote longevity. It slows the aging process. It reduces pneumonia risk. And here's the, just so I won't get the emails, here's the toll-free number in Boulder, Colorado. You can get a 1, 2, or 3 person, but I'll tell you personally, a 2, I forget what it costs, it's only a little bit more than a 1, and you feel better because you have, even if you're the only one in the sauna, you have a little bit more space around you. And use my name as a code, you'll get a $500 discount, the toll-free number. And by the way, I've taken infrared saunas for 26 years. I haven't had one cold or a flu in all that time, and I know it's the sauna. So the toll-free number in Boulder, that's Mountain Time, is 800-794-5355, 800-794-5355, and tell them you want a $500 discount because you heard Susan talking about how much she loves her Transcend infrared sauna.
Well, it is, and see, it's low LED, which is another thing you also have to worry about, and this is the thing that I was very in, you know, there's a difference between far infrared and near infrared, right?
Yes, it's a different wavelength of light that goes into your body. So because it's not suffocatingly hot, I can bring in, which I do, I did this morning, a quart of my good alkaline water with lemon slices in it, and I drank the whole quart, and it doesn't heat it up. I kept my gold necklace on. It didn't heat it up. And here's the honest truth. I have a 2 and a 3 person. I have a 2 person in my office, a 3 person in my home. And for the 3 person, I use it alone, but I'll lie down with my feet up on the wall because there's space to do that. Sometimes I'll take a nap. Sometimes I'll have on music or I'll have the TV on because you can see a TV through the window of the sauna. And then after about 15 minutes, I then sit up and I make sure that one of the heaters is on my spine, my back, on the back side, because that really more efficiently heats up your entire body. And now I know this is way too much info for anyone, but I shower before I go in. And do you know what dry skin brushing is?
Well, I've heard of it, and I believe, you know, that I'm not, it's even more coarse than a loofah sponge, but yeah, you basically are scrubbing your skin before you go in so that you basically wash off all of the dead skin enter the shower. Yeah.
Yes, and in fact, and I talk about this in Uplifted, but a dry skin brush, you don't want to use a rubber plastic type brush. You get a natural bristle brush with a long handle. And I've been doing this literally since I was a teenager and my grandmother taught me. And if you don't think this works, I'm going to have you do this experiment. Take a bath towel from the bathroom that's a dark color, like black or dark gray or dark green, and take all your clothes off. You might want to put it down in the bathtub or the shower. Put the towel down, clothes off, and dry brush your skin. Dry brush means you don't do it when it's wet. You do it when it's dry. And you always go in the direction of your heart. So you start with your feet, your lower legs, upper legs, butt, your arms, you know, up. And with a long stem handle there, you can use it up and down your back. And as you do this, you will see so much dry skin falling onto the towel, you won't believe what you have. Because women always know, Dave, a lot of men don't know this, women know the importance of exfoliating their skin, their face, because it makes new, younger, beautiful baby-like cells coming to the surface, which makes you younger. And men do it often every day, right, when if they shave. But we need to also do this to the whole body. So every other day, you can do it every day, before I get in the shower, I actually take the clothes off, stand in the shower. I don't need a towel to show me how much dry skin's coming off. I do the circular motions towards my heart, and then I shower. So I've exfoliated my whole body. So now we're going to skip forward to why, and I do that before I get in the sauna, because you've got millions and millions of sweat glands all over your body. And your skin is your biggest, I know this wasn't even our topic, but your skin is your biggest eliminative organ. Even though it's on the outside, it's one of your beautiful organs of your body. And when you exfoliate, then more easily the millions of sweat glands all over your body, instead of holding that toxic residue in, can let it come out much more easily. And it's interesting, when you start using an infrared sauna, Dave, some people have shared with me, I've never taken any medication in my life because I know how to live a healthy lifestyle, thank goodness, and I'm knocking on wood. But people have told me maybe they haven't taken a certain drug in years or, you know, or months, and they get in the sauna, and after two or three or four sessions in a week, they start to smell coming out of their skin the residues of toxins that have been left in your body. There's no better way besides doing like green juices for a week, but that's still not even as good as getting in an infrared sauna and, you know, do it on a regular basis, two, three, four times a week, every day if you can, and getting a whole body detoxification, because your beautiful body, I'm so sorry to tell you this, has between 400 and 800 chemical residues from stuff that's in the food and the air you breathe and everything. And by sitting in a sauna and letting your millions of sweat glands beautifully and profusely sweat without even getting even too hot, it's the most amazing, warming, welcoming, and relaxing experience. And if you want to be healthy, I think anyone who wants to be healthy should have an infrared sauna, okay? It doesn't cost $100, but the gift of health is the best gift you can give yourself and your entire family. So 800-794-5355.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back after the bottom of the hour break with Susan Smith-Jones to talk about her new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And you know, it's always great, you know, to get away from the doldrums and get away from the news and get away from all the negativity. In fact, you know, when I was in the ministry for a while, they used to refer to everybody that would sit down and open up the morning newspaper as reading their bacon and negs. Instead of eggs, it was bacon and negs, negatives. And so, you know, it's nice when you have somebody out there that's got a new book out called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is with us. And obviously, she's living that vitality because, I mean, she comes on the air and she's all, like, bubbly. And, I mean, there just isn't one. I can't think of my whole mind just feels like it's cleansed just talking to her. And see, this is the thing. When we have Susan on. And the number, 844-769-2944, is our toll-free number. If you have a question or you want a little guidance on how to make your life just a little bit happier, more uplifting, I mean, that's why she wrote this 300-page book. I was just looking at it. And the thing
and
is...
And you have a PDF copy.
I sure do. They snuck one in for me.
But you and I don't have copies yet because it won't be out till Saturday.
That's right.
I mean,
and you can get
copies.
That on all the major. Yeah, you'll get that on all the major channels, of course. But
yeah, or,
you know,
or come to me. Come to me through my website. I'll give you an autographed copy.
Oh, there you go. We'll have to do that.
Yeah, go to Uplifted under new book.
Wonderful. And so here's the thing. Even if we say, you know, we'll follow the program, we'll read this book and we'll follow the program, doesn't always really work that way, right? It's not a miracle. This is not something that just happens at the snap of a finger, is it?
No, yes, but I guarantee you, once you start this book and you just read, get into the first chapter after the foreword and the preface and the intro, you won't be able to put the book down. So what does being uplifted mean? Let me tell you that and what's unique about this book. And then I want to talk to you about the health benefits of gratitude and kindness, all in the book. But so what is being uplifted? It could be experiencing beauty. It could be feeling wonder. It could be breathing in deeply of nature's blessings. But those all often fall to the bottom of our to-do list. So what I've done is I've created a book that will create transformations in your life. I've seen it work on people all over the world for over a decade. But the secret is to make one step at a time in 12-minute practical segments and in 21-day commitments. In 21 days, you'll look and feel about 10 years old, younger, excuse me. And over time, you could do one 12-minute segment a day, you could do two or three. But over time, their cumulative effect manifests significant changes in your life. And you'll find that this is just a gentle way to make great changes. I promise you that in a short time, and I have over 150 recommendations that you can do in 12 minutes or fewer. I have over 150 of them that will bring more joy, faith, peace, kindness to your life. It will slow down the speed of life, and it will probably make you happier than you've ever been. So, and it's not difficult. And sometimes I believe where it begins is simply with being grateful. You know, what is gratitude? Gratitude is, as my grandmother taught me, it's like a connecting link or a bridge between you and all possible channels of good in your life. When you're grateful for as little as 15 seconds, literally 15 seconds, all kinds of things happen within your body that are astonishing. You know, everything from your blood vessels relax, so you lower your blood pressure. You release endorphins in your body that make you happier. And so much more. You reduce the level of cortisol in your body, which makes you much happier. And if all this happens and it reduces depression, it makes you happier. And if all this happens, Dave, in 15 seconds, think what would happen in your life if you chose every hour on the hour for a few seconds to think about something for which you're grateful, that you appreciate, something you love. It would make a profound difference. Just 5 or 6 months ago at the Mayo Clinic, they did a great study about the difference between, you'll love this, optimistic and pessimistic thinking, because you just said the N-word, neg, all right? And what they found in their study is that people who profess pessimistic explanations for life events have poor physical health and a higher mortality rate compared with people who are optimists or middle-of-the-road types, regardless of your sex and your age. In fact, Dave, they found that every 10-point increase in the study's pessimism scores was associated with a 19% increase in the risk of death. And then, okay, I like the positive side. Conversely, participants who tested on their scores were optimistic had a survival rate significantly better than even was expected. And they said the reason for this may be that pessimists are more passive and have a darker outlook, well, of course, on life than any other personality traits. But here's the big takeaway. Is that they felt that people who are negative not only have more injury, illness, and depression, but the people who were more pessimistic, they now see that as a risk factor for early death and viewed in the same way other risk factors are viewed, such as obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, just being negative. Now, keep in mind, the studies show that if you do something, and all the studies are in the book, by the way, and I have probably 100 of the best quotes you have ever seen, the very best quotes from the spiritual, literary, you know, all the quotes that will inspire you. But when you focus on something for which you're grateful for a few seconds, or it might be you do, and I'll talk about act of kindness next, or you're kind to someone, this isn't just a little bonus because it's a win-win for the receiver and for you. Major things happen in your body when you're kind. Literally, major things happen, like you boost your immune system, you reduce aches and pains, you improve your cardiovascular profile, you have more energy and strength. In fact, people that were the most loving and kind people have the lowest levels of atherosclerosis, that's clogging of the arteries. So when you're kind to someone, or you do like a simple act of kindness, or you treat yourself with kindness, or you show gratitude, that can last not just for hours, but literally studies show for days. And you look at what's going on in the world, you look at the news, And, you know, it reminds me of William Penn. I know you've heard this quote. If there's any kindness I can show or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now and not deter or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. And the Dalai Lama talk about violence and peace and kindness. First of all, and Gandhi said that his religion is kindness, but the Dalai Lama said world peace must first develop from inner peace. Peace is not just the mere absence of violence. Peace is, I think, the Dalai Lama says, the manifestation of human compassion. So this is why in this book, not only do you get chapters on the benefits of kindness and gratitude, and you get scientific studies, but then I talk about how to unleash your inner compassion, how to forgive, how to live with
courage.
I've got one here.
Every so often, Susan, my wife will come up with something. She just sent me something. You know, these little home area kind of online social media platforms with all the area homeowners get together. Well, somebody just threw something out there and she sent me a copy of it. She goes, you need to read this while Susan's on the radio.
Ooh.
I'm like, all right. So here's a little story that happened here recently, just in our area. This guy is writing. Oh yeah. He went to eat lunch at a Popeye's Chicken and the drive through was crowded. So he went inside to eat and there was a line with about five people ahead of him. One person at the counter, I could tell, according to this guy, they were short-staffed and the line was slow. The manager was trying to help with the counter and the drive-through. I was getting a little frustrated. It took a while to get my food. I couldn't find a clean table. Now I'm really irritated. I picked out a table that was the least dirty, and as I was eating, I kept thinking about how bad the service was. As I watched the workers doing the best they can, I could see the frustration on some of their faces, as well as the manager's. Then I started thinking, given the current employee problem everywhere, what is a possible solution that could help most businesses, especially the businesses I like? So instead of complaining, I decided to help. I finished eating and went up to the counter. The manager asked me if she could help me. I said, no, I want to help you. I said, every table needs cleaning. Give me a spray bottle and some towels and I'll do it. She was shocked and said that wasn't necessary. I told her I could tell how hard she was trying, but she didn't have the labor to get the job done. So give me the stuff and I'll do it. And I don't want anything for it. I just want to help. It almost brought her to tears. As she went to get the supplies, I could hear her telling an employee that there was some guy that wanted to clean the tables. I picked up the trash, cleaned all the tables and the benches. When I turned the supplies back in, she gave me a handshake with both hands and thanked me.
And that gave me angel bumps all over my body, not goosebumps, angel bumps.
And this actually happened.
And that guy has healed his body for days. And then the ripple effect, he inspired everybody there. Because when he did something nice for that, this little Popeyes, he felt good. And that's no secret. But maybe you're not aware that when you do a simple act of kindness like that lovely man did, your brain's pleasure and reward centers are lighting up like a Christmas tree when anything you do is kind, or if you notice someone else doing something kind. And what happens in your body? A chemical reaction takes place. It releases neurotransmitters called serotonin and dopamine, funny name, and those are feel-good chemicals which combat anxiety and depression. But also elevated, this is so cool, is through any act of kindness for someone else or you do for yourself, is a hormone called oxytocin, that is a love hormone that even increases feelings of intimacy. So not only that, but these chemicals not only make you feel better mentally, but they release endorphins in your body. You've heard of the runner's high, and that happens when you do an aerobic exercise. But endorphins are another transmitter that's released during acts of kindness. That means you have relief in any physical pain in your body. So that's a lot of bang for the buck, Dave, and for something as simple as maybe opening the door for a stranger. But that is how powerful kindness is. And by the way, in my book, I have about at least 20, probably more, stories about my personal life that I've never shared before, and about clients I've worked with that have had the worst tragedies you can imagine happening to them, losing a husband and kids to a drunk driver, and many stories, and how they were able to uplift themselves through all the principles that I talk about in this book. For example, and I want to make it really practical, and if you go to my blog today, you'll read some of this. If you only get 6 hours of sleep at night, it makes you more stressed. It increases your blood pressure, makes you irritable. If you get 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, you'll be more compassionate. I have two chapters in the book devoted to what you eat can lift up your mood or deflate it. Many people don't know that there are foods you're eating that send hormones out in the body that cause you to be deeply depressed. And then you can eat different foods, a lot of the good plant-based foods, and all of a sudden you get a release of dopamine and serotonin and endorphins that put you in a great mood. Exercise. If you exercise, now I'm not saying only do 10 minutes a day, but there was a 4-year study done in England. Dr. Malcolm Carruthers, he said if you get 10 minutes of exercise, aerobic, so you could step in place while you're watching TV. I'm getting so excited I should stop yelling. It doubles your level of norepinephrine. That, he says, that's the chemical key to happiness. And he even went on to say, but if you could do the exercise outdoors, like I said, and so you don't get NDD, nature deficit disorder, it boosts your endorphins, not just for an hour, but for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you gotta love that. I like grounding. I like the idea of it. We don't get a whole lot of chance to do it out here because we're under construction and there's nothing but dirt. There's mostly grass, but the nice thing about it.
Dirt's okay.
Dirt's good. Yeah,
it
is.
You know, it's the natural earth. You can't ground on cement. And like I told you, if you go to favorites, the first entry is about earthing and grounding. And my feet right now under my desk, if we had video, I'd show you, are barefoot on a little earthing mat you can buy. That page shows you how to buy it. It's very inexpensive, and it's almost as good as the real thing outdoors. And I even have an earthing mat. I put one under my feet at my desk, and I put one at the bottom of my bed. You just have to plug it into a grounding socket, you know, that I have right there. And so I make sure when I sleep at night, my lower leg below my knee and feet are on my grounding mat. And I think it's way under $50. I think it's about $40.
Huh.
And use my name as a code, or I think it's Susan10. They'll give you 10% off. I don't own any stock in any of these companies, but I want to give people the benefit of getting discounts. Because, listen, gas in Los Angeles yesterday to fill up my Jeep, $7.25 a gallon in Brentwood in Los Angeles. Seven, and I got 87 octane, the cheapest one.
Wow. Oh, that's, we know it's been happening, but, thank you for taking away all of our energy independence, Mr. President, whatever you want to call yourself.
It's unbelievable what's happening. Why he can't open up our pipelines and drilling. Well, of course, we all know why, but, we need to get new people in leadership that know how to lead.
We do. All right. So 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number. I just want to know why more people haven't called up on the show and started asking questions that, Susan Smith-Jones is a wealth of knowledge as far as maintaining a healthy lifestyle. She does it. If you go to her website, SusanSmithJones.com, well, guess what? You can see what Susan Smith-Jones looks like. And I mean, we're talking about somebody. You know, this is the thing. I always, when I go into a store, especially grocery stores these days. There's still people in there, even where I'm at in Texas, they're wearing masks. And I see other people who aren't wearing masks, and I walk up, and I go, ooh, a healthy person. And they look at me and smile, and it opens the door to conversation. And these people are totally blown away that are wearing masks. It's like, well, this guy just walked up and started talking to a total stranger. I go, yeah, it's because we've been locked down for 24 hours or 24 months and, you know, and been isolated, and we've forgotten how to talk. And I just think it's kind of neat going out there and messing with people, because you never know what kind of response you're going to get. I've actually made friends around here that way.
yes, exactly. You know, let me also briefly mention meditation. You don't have to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate. And in my new book, I even have sections about taking quotes from the Bible, like Psalms 46:10, you and I talked about before, peace be still, inhale to peace, exhale to be still. But I've been bookending my day with meditation pretty regularly for decades and decades, and I read all the scientific info. Meditation, just breathing deeply, taking 5 to 10 minutes, will mentally calm and relax you. Practicing it changes your brainwave activity in a very positive way, from beta, which is where we hope everyone is now, because that means that's waking consciousness that are listening. And then it changes it to more alpha, to make you calmer, less anxious, and more compassionate. And not only that, but who doesn't want this? Studies also show that people who meditate a little bit every day are 12 to 15 years younger physiologically than people who do not meditate. And people who meditate, you're going to love this, earn more money. It helps you just to be more positive, you know, and so some affirmations you want to say is, only the best for me, the world is on my side, and I always begin with prayer and meditation in the morning. I always do, because, you know, this is a faith-based book, and when we reach out and surrender to God and Jesus, our heart is changed, our health is renewed, our thoughts are purified, our faith is bolstered, and our life is blessed in countless ways. And I think when we do that morning, and I try to do it every hour on the hour, except when I'm sleeping, I'll take 2 to 3 minutes of deep breathing, and I talk to God. I talk to Jesus, my daily companion. And when we do that, we become a lighthouse of God's love and a shining example of Christian joy. And I say, God, thank you. I'm grateful. Thank you for this day, because I know our future depends on the choices we make today. I want to choose wisely. And there have been studies done using MRI technology that shows when you're grateful, and I like to thank God all day long because God's in charge of my life. In this MRI technology, Dave, researchers discovered that gratitude lights up the brain's reward pathways and make you really, really happy. Our brains love kindness. You know, the neurological reward system shows similar activity when we win money, or that same money goes to a charity of choice. In fact, there was a study by Elizabeth Dunn at University of British Columbia, and they gave people $50 and found that those who spend it on others are happier at the end of the day than if you spend it on themselves. And the same went for work bonus of a few thousand dollars. Wouldn't that be nice? And even though beforehand all these people said, I'd rather spend it on myself, not someone else, they found that when they did spend it on someone else, they felt much better, and they had more release of the dopamine and the serotonin. And that couples who did more kindness for people release more endorphins. They're called endogenous opioids. That's what you have in your body. And these simple act of kindness takes away aches and pains in your body. And people who you can volunteer your time or your money, the same results. But these endorphins from acts of kindness create an overall feeling of well-being. So if you want, so you asked me early on, is this a quick fix or is this something can last a little bit more permanently? Everything I write about in the book, if you want a better life, everything lasts permanently. And I'll say to you, you know, day in, day out, if you keep this positive attitude, because every day, I'll just summarize it by saying every day you have a choice to revitalize your body with positive energy and emotional success or not. And you can be filled with optimism, happiness, and hope. First of all, demonstrate it by giving it to yourself. Falling in love with yourself, Dave, doesn't mean that you're selfish, you're vain. It means that you are smart, and it makes you indestructible. And I give you my solemn word that if you follow the guidance in this book and use my daily 12-minute action steps and affirmations and honor the gratitude and kindness practices I'm suggesting, and you complete this book, also has a workbook so you get to know yourself better. I promise you, it will bring you irresistible power of real joy and upliftment. And when you commit to living this way with joy, faith, peace, kindness, vitality, you will light up and you will ripple outward, and then what happens then? It makes you a magnet for blessings and miracles. So the bottom line is, what are you waiting for? To Saturday, not today, because you can get it Saturday, is the day to start taking care of your miraculous body in all the ways I give you. And if you do that, it will reward you 1,000 times over, improving your odds against disease, supporting mental health, giving you the courage of a lion, putting wings under your self-esteem and confidence. And you have the power to stay healthy physically and mentally. Don't wait. When you glow internally, you will also glow externally.
Yes, and with that, thank you so much, Susan Smith-Jones. Uplifted the book. It'll be out on Saturday. You can look for the email blast coming your way for all that details and information. Dave Krieger with you. It's been wonderful. We will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.